Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. On April 10th, more than 1,200 volunteers will begin working around the clock when over 130,000 fans will begin pumping almost $100 million into South Carolina's economy, all because 132 world-class golfers will be invading a small island off our coast. Steve Wilmot is tournament director for the RBC Heritage, presented by Boeing PGA Tournament at Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Steve, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for all the support.
Those are some nice numbers that I just mentioned there at the beginning. It's got to be getting you excited.
Very much so. An exciting time in a matter of a few days. But what we do and why the foundation does at the end of the day is for the bottom line and giving back to charity. And you know, the charity numbers are over $35 million, along with the economic impact, as you mentioned, close to $100 million. That it truly is a wonderful tournament for not just the small little island along the coast, but truly for South Carolina.
Well, talk a little bit more about how the tournament works with the business community there, the smaller companies maybe.
It truly is a team effort, and yes, we have some wonderful partners in RBC and Boeing, but then our secondary sponsors, such as the Coca-Colas and BMWs, and then you can work your way down to some of the local businesses that truly support it. And a lot of the local businesses are hoteliers, the restaurateurs, the caterers, and as well as the other golf courses. It's really a team effort, and it's not just from the title sponsor of RBC, but it works its way down to Hilton Head Ice Cream that helps us out by working with our concessionaires with their civic organizations to help them raise dollars for their causes as well.
Anything different with this year's tournament?
The one thing that we strive each and every year is, just because we did it last year doesn't mean we're going to do it again this year. We, you know, we want to get better, to be better, to do better, and we want to add value to our spectators and sponsors. And we have a new area between 1 and 9 that we're calling Wine at 9. We've partnered with Clos de Beau, which is a wine sponsor with RNDC, in that area between 1 and 9 with some elevated viewing areas to watch golf, but also high-end. We have Hilton Head Social Bakery that's going to be a part of the entrance and the welcoming, and they're going to be making crepes and croissants and other things too. Just something different, you know, a little more than just a hot dog and a soda. We need to do things differently each year so it doesn't get stale and needs to be fresh.
And this is the 49th year, so one more and you'll be at the big 50. Share with us a little of the history of this tournament over those years.
Well, the interesting thing, and it really as far as I need to go, is 49 years ago, and a gentleman by the name of Mr. Palmer won this event, and it's unfortunate of his passing, and he won the event, and the rest is truly history. I wouldn't be here today if he hadn't won this event, I'm quite sure, but then to have the Mr. Nicholas and the Hale Irwins and the Tom Watsons and the Greg Normans, and then I get into the Davis Loves and the Brant Snedekers and Matt Kuchers. We really have a list of incredible champions, and this process of the 50th anniversary has been a work in progress for the last couple of years. In closing ceremonies, we're going to kick off our 50th year kind of countdown with giving away some pins and doing some things and referencing to the fact that we're going to have 50 weeks of a countdown and celebration towards next year's event.
And one of the things that I know that's unique about your tournament is all of the fans with their plaid on.
Yes, and that's been a part of our marketing plan, but it's certainly our brand, our identity, too, is get your plaid on. And we will have a plaid day again on Saturday, the 15th. But actually what's interesting is now the plaid has truly gotten to be something that you see throughout the course of the week. We're excited about this again this year.
Steve, last year when we talked, South Carolina's professional golfers were making a big mark, so many names now that are in the tour. And since then, now we have our own as the number one golfer in the world.
Well, it's truly amazing in a roundabout way when you think of a small state like South Carolina, but all the wonderful, great professionals on the PGA Tour, the South Carolina Golf Association, the Junior Golf Association, that Hap Lathrop runs, has done a tremendous job. When you look at the Dustin Johnson as the number one golfer in the world, but you have Wesley Bryan, you have Will McGirt, Kevin Kisner, go on and on with some of these players that are out there, and a lot of great players out there that can win any week. And it'd be great to have one of those guys, you know, being presented with the tartan jacket, that's for sure.
Well, Steve, thanks so much for spending time with us today. Let me let you get back to preparing for this year's event.
We're selling, 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 and building, 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 and yeah, we look forward to a great event.
Steve Wilmot is tournament director for the RBC Heritage presented by Boeing PGA Tournament coming April 10th to Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. We will have a link to the tournament posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Just look for podcasts, scroll down, there we are. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.